What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, February 23rd, 2021, getting on toward the end of the month here. And we have a lot to talk about today. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. And as usual, we're going to do the news until I run out of news. And then we're going to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Getting back on down to Texas, those poor Texans, they are really, nothing seems to be going their way. The story right now is this Texas utility company, CenterPoint Energy, sent out alerts to their customers that they owed $200,000. Now, they've apologized. They're saying it was an accident, it was a computer error, and they also issued a warning to their customers about possible scammers posing as bill collectors. Yes, certainly a wise precaution to take in this time. Meanwhile, Texas is still facing a clean water shortage. Now, up in Washington, D.C., Joe Biden has sort of pulled back from all of his talk about supporting Texas. He is denying a statewide major disaster declaration after this historic freeze, which killed 21 people in Texas and even more in surrounding states. That there are still thousands of people in Texas without power, and it's been an entire week now. And Biden last week had said to the governors of all the hard-hit states, the federal government stands ready to offer any emergency resources needed, and it turns out that was another lie. Getting into the world of politics, story coming out of the Common Sense Show, and they're talking about what happened last November. And how back then the Common Sense Show was predicting that the Supreme Court would refuse to hear any of the election fraud cases. And of course, that happened just yesterday. They dismissed the cases without hearing one piece of evidence or reviewing any of the affidavits of thousands alleging rampant vote fraud. And you're going to hear the liberals and the pundits out there saying, well, the Supreme Court said there was no vote fraud. That's not what the Supreme Court said. They said, we don't want to see it. You know, we don't want to see it. We don't want to hear it. You can't make me nyan, 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 nyan. Now, there were some dissenters on this decision, and one of them was Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. And he issued a dissenting opinion regarding the high court's decision to dismiss the cases, in particular, challenging the Pennsylvania election results, and basically said, you know, we need to make everything clear and transparent. There is merit to the argument that the last minute changes to election law in Pennsylvania were, in fact, unconstitutional. But the Supreme Court is standing with the coup plotters, and they're just going to stonewall this thing and hope it's going to go away. No, it isn't. This is going to be in future history books, how this election was stolen. The American people right now are very angry. The rule of law has ended. We have lost control over our own government. We are in a condition of taxation without representation, which was a big part of what the American Revolution was fought for. Now, in the House of Representatives, the Democrats, every single one of them, have signed on to a new Voting Rights Act that would expand early voting, create automatic voting registration systems, and simplify voting by mail as some of the reforms. What they're trying to do is institutionalize the vote fraud they used last November. And if this bill does get passed, we're already hearing that the Republicans may try and filibuster it. But if this bill gets passed, then we have become a one-party nation like the former Soviet Union. The Democrats will never relinquish power, no matter what. And the GOP, which refused to stand by Donald Trump and his reports on election fraud, have basically dug their own political graves. They're going to fade into history. Apparently, over pardon me, at a State Department media briefing, there was a bit of a kerfuffle when a reporter basically called out a spokesman for the Biden administration for trying to steal credit for accomplishments done under Trump, the first and foremost being the vaccine. Okay, and it gets worse from there. Biden's pick for Secretary of Health and Human Services, Dr. Levine, is basically was out there, you know, in the forefront of this whole pandemic and lockdown and masks and social distancing. And now she is advocating sex changes for children. And she's a professor of pediatrics and psychiatry at the Penn State College of Medicine. She has given lectures in various settings since 2012 on how to perform sex changes and gender conversion therapy on children. Now, Levine believes that children ought to be given the latitude to choose their own gender. And Levine has advised parents to not try and force them one way or the other, and instead follow the child's lead. I mean, talk about really getting out there into fantasy land, because your gender is decided for you at the moment of conception. And your gender is hard-coded into your DNA through gestation and birth, life, all the way to death. And there is no way to change that. And you need to understand that surgically making women look like men does not make them look like men. They, for example, cannot father children. Surgically altering boys to look like women does not make them women. They cannot bear children. And we have that whole issue of competing in sports. People who start out as males are going to win those sports. The people who start out as women are going to have a disadvantage. And that is just the hard reality. And unfortunately, reality is something that these days seems to be in extraordinarily short supply in the United States of America. All right, over at MyPillow, CEO Mike Lindell is admitting that he is losing money because of the boycott of his firm over his claims of election fraud. He's had 20 retailers stop carrying his product. I know his online orders are up because a lot of people are staging a boycott to try and show their support for him. And now, of course, he's been hit with a $1.3 billion lawsuit for defamation from Dominion. And he is out there saying that he welcomes the lawsuit because in order to prove defamation, Dominion has to prove that Mike Lindell's evidence is fraudulent. And that means that Mike Lindell has an opening to present the evidence before a judge in a court of law. Of course, I'm going to make a prediction here that the judge is simply going to say, I don't need to see the evidence, I've already decided, and Dominion wins the case because, again, they're institutionalizing the vote fraud in this country. It's an ugly, ugly time, and I feel sorry for the young people growing up in this country right now. You know, us old people, we're not going to be around that much longer anyway. We're just going to kick back and watch this nation go to the dark regions and comment on it. But the young people, they have to live this horror show that has been created for them. Okay, now Biden's pick for attorney general is really out there trying to spin things in favor of the liberal Democrats. Merrick Garland came up with this opinion during his Senate hearing. Basically came on out and said that the Antifa and Black Lives Matter attacks on the courthouse may not be domestic terrorism because they happened at night. That's what he actually said. He said the use of violence is to interrupt the democratic process. Therefore, attacks on government buildings at night don't count as domestic terrorism. And every time I think this government can't get any more insane, they prove me wrong. Let's get back to the case of Brian Sicknick. This was the police officer, the Capitol police officer, whom the media trumpeted as a murder victim of the Trump supporters who had bashed in his head with a fire extinguisher. And as it turns out, there is absolutely no evidence of a fire extinguisher being thrown anywhere near Brian Sicknick. And now his own mother is saying that he died of a fatal stroke the day after the protests at the Capitol building. And of course, the government and the corporate media are remaining silent on that one. They got caught in yet another lie. This one's interesting, and I'm actually not really bothered by it. But as we reported last week, the military wants to crack down on extremism in the military ranks. And so the Navy is starting a program to have all sailors reaffirm their oath to the Constitution. And I think, you know, all Navy personnel, uniformed and even civilian, will have to repeat the oath of enlistment or office and basically take it from there. But I think the more the Navy personnel read the Constitution, the more they're going to realize that the government we have right now really is not the one described in that Constitution. And the censorship is really becoming visible. Democrats are asking cable operators to censor Fox News, OAN, and Newsmax. Now, Republicans are condemning this as a troubling attack on the free press. But the Democrats are basically demanding the cable companies to discontinue Fox News, One American News Network, and Newsmax. And basically because they're putting out disinformation and, you know, all that other bad stuff here. Story coming on out of Russia Today, basically talking about this attempt to blur the word conservative with the word extremist. This is one of the tricks of propaganda to try and tarnish the positive image of one word, such as conservative, with the negative connotation of the second word, which in this case is extremist. And Cambridge University scientists claim they found this elusive category of people to be cognitively deficient. Now, this is a slander out of the former Soviet Union. If you don't agree with those in power, you are mentally ill, and you can be sent to a mental health clinic of some kind here. And apparently what is going on here, Donald Trump may be gone, but the powers that think they are very troubled by the fact that his supporters are still hanging around. They're gumming up the works and interfering with the new propaganda campaign that is designed to unite all of Americans into a war-loving, liberal-loving population. So they're out there doing that. And I see it as a measure of the fear that is out there. They were seen stealing this election. It's going to be in future history books, maybe not in this country, but boy, it'll be, you know, some academic in another country striving for tenure. They're going to look at this and say, here we go. I'm going to get published on this one for sure. Down in Australia, the battle of wills between Facebook and Google and the Australian government, and it looks like Australia may come out on top. Now, after Facebook blocked sharing of Australian media content last week in response to the bill that would have made big tech liable for paying producers, lawmakers have caved in and made several amendments to strip out the offending bits. And now Facebook is going to lift the block in coming days. And so Facebook, you know, they're saying the government came out ahead, but it looks to me like Facebook won this one. And in a way, it sets a precedent for all news websites that we should not have to pay for content. Call it the Facebook principle. So let's get into COVID-19. It's still out there. It's still being propagandized. It's still being politicized. And an interesting little article came out from Summit.News talking about how health authorities in England have announced that they have not discovered a single case of influenza this year. And they're now suggesting that we should keep wearing those masks to drive down flu deaths to zero. Well, I have another theory, and that is the flu is out there and doing what the flu normally does, but it's been rebranded as COVID. And remember, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, we had a story about an epidemiologist who was out there saying exactly the same thing. There's no COVID. It's the seasonal flu. It's just being called something else to keep the fear factor up there. Over in Germany, a whistleblower has gone public with footage of forced COVID vaccines in German nursing homes. This was done without their permissions. And remember, this is an experimental vaccine, which under the Nuremberg Code, you cannot administer without the informed consent of the patient. And now attorneys are looking at this and saying, we may be dealing with homicide, maybe even outright murder by these health practitioners who gave these shots without informed consent. Over in France, they're considering slowing down the vaccine rollout for the hospital staff because too many of them are unable to work following the vaccination. And this is the AstraZeneca experimental vaccine currently being given to health workers in France. It's caused so many side effects that the French Vaccination Task Force has recommended a staggering of the schedule for people working in the same care unit in order to avoid severe staff shortages. Over in Italy, dozens of teachers have come down ill following their coronavirus vaccine. Dozens of teachers called in sick Monday after getting the AstraZeneca vaccine. Students in two area middle schools were sent home an hour earlier than usual due to insufficient teaching staff. Another little story out here. This one is coming from Global Research. According to new data, as of February 12th, 15,923 adverse reactions to COVID vaccines, including 929 deaths, have been reported to the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention's Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. And two-thirds of those deaths reported to CDC occurred within 48 hours of receiving the vaccine. That is statistically highly unlikely that it is simply coincidence. Over in North Dakota, sanity is breaking out. The House of Representatives in North Dakota has voted to make mask mandates illegal. The bill was sponsored by Representative Jeff Hoverson, who labeled the mask mandate instituted by the state governor as diabolical silliness, saying that our state is not a prison camp. Well, at least not yet, but the entire country seems to be headed that way. Joe Biden, again, we already covered that one. He's pulling back from the statewide declaration in Texas here. Over in New York City, they've announced that movie theaters will be allowed to reopen on March 5th at 25% capacity. COVID-19 cases are declining in New York, and as a result, stock in AMC climbed in response to that news. A little bit of good news there. Senator Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat, is calling on Facebook and Twitter to act on vaccine skeptic conversations, particularly around pregnant women. Now, he wrote this letter to both Facebook and Twitter, saying that they have moved far too slow in responding to the targeted harassment and promotion of destructive conspiracy theories against women and people of color. So again, we have here a link, the censorship being practiced by Twitter and Facebook and other social media companies is being initiated by the government, and that makes it a violation of the First Amendment. We'll be right back after these few words.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
Welcome back to our show here, and again, a friendly reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your support. They are still trying to sort out what is going to be done about those incredibly high electric bills in Texas following that historic freeze, and it may well be that Republic Broadcasting Network is going to be hit with a major electric bill this month. And so it's more urgent than ever that you chip in. And once again, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And if you mail in a donation of $100 or more, include your T-shirt size and a return address, and you'll get one of our spiffy RBN official T-shirts and bragging rights for your trouble. And don't forget, the Front Sight Firearms deal is back as well, so you want to pay attention for that one. All righty, getting on back to COVID-19, former Israeli Justice Minister Ayelet Shaked called on Saturday for Israel to prevent Palestinians in the Gaza Strip from receiving the Russian coronavirus vaccine. And I guess Saturday Night Live wasn't that far off after all, but they certainly got a lot of negative press because of that. Over in Iraq, a rocket attack targeted the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad a week after the deadly Erbil assault. And this is a fresh rocket attack on the Green Zone. Happened yesterday. At least three rockets targeted the embassy area. So things are still heating up over there. This is an interesting story, and this is from Middle East Monitor. There is a classified report prepared by United Nations investigators, and it's either been declassified or leaked, but it revealed that the founder of the private security company Blackwater, Eric Prince, violated the arms embargo in Libya and tried to overthrow the internationally recognized government twice in 2019. And the report was submitted by the UN investigators to the UN Security Council. The report stated that Prince offered to send mercenaries to renegade General Khalifa Haftar during a meeting at the Egyptian capital Cairo 10 days after launching the military operation to control Tripoli. And apparently they had assassination squads out there as well, looking for top officials. Meanwhile, over in Russia, Moscow is disappointed by the decision of the Council of the European Union to prepare new illegitimate unilateral sanctions against Russian citizens, according to a statement by Russian Foreign Ministry made public yesterday. The decision to prepare these new illegitimate unilateral restrictions against Russian citizens over a contrived excuse causes disappointment. The contrived excuse being Navalny, as well as they're still trying to flog the Novichok poisoning case as well. Story coming out of Middle East Monitor again. There is a Zionist group that is leading a campaign to have a British professor, David Miller, basically fired for daring to criticize Israel at a virtual meeting last week. Now, David Miller has spent 15 years tracking the nefarious effects of the fossil fuel lobby, the pharmaceutical lobby, the tobacco lobby, as well as state lobbies that promote Islamophobia. And during the Zoom meeting, the sociology professor, considered one of the world's leading experts in Islamophobia, denounced the state ideology of Israel as racist. And now they want him fired from his post at the University of Bristol. So cancel culture is definitely rearing its ugly head. Now, this is an interesting little story. It came out of Sputnik News. And the story is going that the administration of former President Trump depicted a hardline approach towards Iran, elevating tensions with Iran to unprecedented level. But apparently, former Obama officials held face-to-face meetings with the Iranian foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, in the middle of these worsening U.S.-Iranian relations under the Trump administration to undermine Trump's team, his efforts. This was reported in no less than the Washington Post on Sunday. This is a violation of the Logan Act. Former presidents, whether it's Trump or Obama, are not allowed to engage in foreign policy. Remember the October surprise that involved George Bush and Jimmy Carter? That was also a violation of the Logan Act. I don't think anybody's actually been prosecuted under that. You know, it's out there that you're not supposed to do it, but nobody gets prosecuted on it. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wall Street wizards on the land from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone?
Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about the international news here. This is a troubling development. Ayatollah Khamenei is saying that Iran might proceed with 60% uranium enrichment. And this is definitely escalating the tension between Iran and the United States. It is certainly out of line with what was agreed to in the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action nuclear deal. And it is certainly not an enrichment level that is useful for anything except as a stepping stone to the 90-plus percent uranium enrichment needed for a nuclear weapon. And basically, it's going to blow right past the current 20% and move the country closer to being able to produce a nuclear weapon. And I would be willing to wager a nickel that Iran actually has the bomb casing for a uranium bomb. The hard part is getting the fissionable uranium. And once you've got that, a uranium bomb is very, very simple. It's basically a pipe. And you have two subcritical masses of uranium at each end. You slap them together, the thing goes boom. That was the technology behind the little boy atom bomb dropped on Japan. The plutonium bomb is much easier to control, but it also requires a lot more technology there. Also requires plutonium. Meanwhile, speaking of plutonium, Israel is expanding their nuclear facility out at Dimona facility in the Negev Desert. And this is where they have made the fissile material for its nuclear arsenal. Israel tried to hide what they were doing there, but it has come out over the last several years. There is, in fact, a bomb factory hidden underneath the reactor there. In fact, there was even a documentary on Israeli TV showing what was going on there. And they are able to produce plutonium from that reactor. Okay. Russia is now saying that jihadists are planning a simulated chemical attack in Idlib to get Biden's attention. I think what we're seeing here, the military industrial complex, they want the wars to crank up. They want the money to flow out of your pocket and into their pocket. And just as we saw with Donald Trump, when he first took office, there were some false flag chemical attacks, which prompted cruise missile strikes. And of course, those cruise missiles sell for quite a bit of money each. And it does almost feel like a repeat of 2017 is what's going on here. So it all depends on who these so-called jihadists are actually working for. Meanwhile, according to a report from Politico, the Biden administration is preparing to hit Russia with major penalties over the jailing and alleged poisoning of opposition figure Alexei Navalny. And Politico said the U.S. is planning to coordinate a sanctions rollout with its European allies. And the details are not yet available. But the report said the Trump administration left behind a sanctions package that laid out possible options for punishments for Russia, which Biden is now reviewing. You know, we talk about these alleged poisoning, and they're always talking about Novichok, which is a very, very deadly poison. And you wonder how it is that Navalny survived it, as well as the gentleman there in England, whose name eludes me at the moment. So, again, something fishy about that story. The Biden administration is rejecting China's calls for better relations. China basically made an overture to the White House saying, let's calm the tensions down over Taiwan. Let's calm the tensions down over the South China Sea. Let's calm the tensions down over Hong Kong. This all came with a phone call from Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, basically said, you know, we want these things to calm down. The Biden administration is saying, no, we're out there. And sooner or later, we're going to get the war that we want. We just have to convince the American people there is no other choice. We have been talking about the military and some of the boondoggles that are out there. Again, we're hearing bad things about the F-35. And the U.S. Army is now developing the most powerful laser weapon in history. It is estimated that it will be a million times more powerful than current systems. It will vaporize targets using very short pulses and also produce powerful signals to disrupt enemy electronics, or at least that's what the sales pitch says. We'll see how well they're able to actually implement that. Interestingly enough, over in Los Angeles, somebody got a photograph of a couple of F-117 Nighthawk stealth jets flying over Los Angeles. And the reason it's a surprise is supposedly these stealth attack aircraft have been retired and are no longer in service. Well, somebody's using them for something up there. Maybe somebody is looking at how outmatched we are in a lot of areas, and they're going to start putting some of the older technology back into frontline service. Let's talk about the economic news. Little bit of good news for people up in Kansas. There's a bill introduced in the Kansas House to recognize gold and silver specie, meaning coins, as legal tender and repeal all taxes levied on gold and silver. This would pave the way for people in Kansas to use gold and silver coins in everyday transactions. This is a major step for people to escape the Federal Reserve's monopoly on money, which is that colored ink and paper thing that we're supposed to think has some value to it. And the Federal Reserve, of course, is the machine that drives the most powerful government in the history of the world. I would also add the most corrupt. Ron Paul popularized the slogan, "End the Fed," but Congress is nowhere near abolishing the central bank. It can't even come up with the will to perform an audit on the Fed to see how much wealth they have extracted from the people of the United States of America over the last 100 plus years. Now, Congress does have the authority to rescind the charter of the Federal Reserve at any time they want to. But the Federal Reserve, you know, they're very, very generous contributors to congressional campaigns. And so that is not likely to happen. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she's open to increasing corporate taxation and hiking capital gains tax. And she's had talks about one-off wealth levy. But Joe Biden apparently is opposing it. And it's a complex issue because if you hike corporate taxes, corporations start heading elsewhere. We're already seeing corporations shift their locations within the United States to escape high taxation. And if the federal corporate tax rates go up, they might just, you know, head overseas. It's a question of, who's being taxed unfairly. And to that, I would say we're all being taxed too much. You know, to feed this Federal Reserve, to feed Israel, to feed this war machine. We are very, very heavily taxed, and we're not getting much of value back from it. We have a crumbling infrastructure. We have a government that can't take care of people down in Texas following this recent disaster. All we get is this continuing snow job of liberal ideology to keep us distracted from the fact that the government really is failing to function in anything like a responsible manner for the people of the United States of America. I think taxes are way too high for everybody, for ordinary Americans, for businesses, for corporations. And we need to figure out a way. How do we cut the spending? And there's a lot of wasteful government spending. We've been hearing stories about how much of the money set aside for COVID has been lost to fraud. We heard stories about how much money that was sent to Iraq for reconstruction was lost to fraud. And it's almost like the government is so sure they're going to get more money from you, they don't really take care of what they already have. They're very, very sloppy. Remember the day before 9/11, when the Secretary of Defense, Rumsfeld, got up in front of a newsroom and admitted the Pentagon had lost $3 trillion. They had no idea where it went. You know, but I guess if I had that much money coming into my pocket from the taxpayers, I'd be irresponsible as well. Meanwhile, Bitcoin, which was soaring like crazy last week, it has dropped by more than 15%. It's down to 47,944. It's still a good place to store your wealth, but concerns are being raised over apparent efforts in China to basically dominate the process of Bitcoin mining. Okay, now we talked about this yesterday. This is another story about the engine failure on a Boeing 747 over the Netherlands. This article confirms that the engine that exploded was a Pratt & Whitney PW4000 engine, the same engine that fell apart over Denver. And so that is a confirmation. The problem is not with Boeing. It's with the Pratt & Whitney PW4000 engine. So before you start running over to sell your Boeing stock, remember that Boeing sells the airframe and the purchaser chooses which engine goes into it. So Pratt & Whitney needs to figure out what the heck happened. Apparently, turbine blades were just breaking off. But again, you know, Boeing is not at fault on this one. And so we need to basically stand by this American company here. Getting into immigration, Joe Biden has canceled Donald Trump's tougher citizenship test, saying it created barriers to naturalization by doubling the number of questions. Biden scrapped it over fears it may inadvertently create potential barriers to naturalization. Well, excuse me, but if you are intending to become a legal citizen of this country, there should be a test. If you know the Constitution, if you understand the basic laws and the structure of our government, so that you don't come in as a citizen and not know how things operate here. So I think Trump had the right idea, but we know that Biden and the liberals are just throwing open the immigration gates to just flood this country with all kinds of people. They're not being tested for illnesses, including COVID. Criminals are coming on in. MS-13 is coming on in. And I think a mature immigration policy would be, first of all, checking these people for communicable diseases, and second, checking their resume. You know, are they able to do something that will benefit our economy and our nation? And if not, they should not be allowed in. The Justice Department has asked the United States Supreme Court yesterday to cancel argument in a case testing the government's ability to approve state programs that impose a work requirement on recipients of Medicaid. Now, Trump's administration approved plans by two states, Arkansas and New Hampshire, to deny coverage to poor people unless they were working, volunteering, or training for a job. Medicaid recipients in those states sued, arguing the plans would let states kick people off Medicaid for failing to get jobs that became scarce during the pandemic. Well, there are those other issues. You could be volunteering someplace, or you could be in training for a job. And right now, apparently, you know, being a coder, there are still jobs out there for people who know like Python. Biden's attorney general nominee, Merrick Garland, is refusing to call illegally crossing our border a crime. And this was during his nomination hearing yesterday. And Senator Josh Hawley asked him, do you believe that illegal entry at America's borders should remain a crime? And Merrick basically hemmed and hawed. And basically said, you know, the president has made clear we are a country of, concern about national security. And he basically didn't say much of anything, but he did. It was a non-denial denial. He basically said he refused to say it is a crime to step across the border, which shows us he's unaware of existing law. You know, go to Title VIII. Yes, stepping across that border without official permission from the U.S. government is illegal. It is a crime. Over in France, they're cracking down on a movement called Generation Identitaire. This is a movement by young people who want Europe to remain for Europeans. Some 3,000 Parisians gathered last Saturday to reclaim their freedom of speech and to support the movement of Generation Identity. And this group is currently targeted by the French government for disillusion. They're really pushing that globalism. People getting very, very unhappy. And I know part of it is xenophobia, which is part of our psychological makeup. And it has been a source of much grief throughout history. But it is a reality of our makeup. And anybody who doesn't understand that that's there is definitely heading down the primrose path, as it were. All righty. Over at the University of Connecticut, their student body president is being accused of white supremacy for opposing an effort to defund the police. All right, so Mike Hernandez, who's the president of the student government, is being accused of supporting white supremacy because he vetoed a Senate resolution that called on the university to defund the university police department. That is just absolutely insane. And in another telling move of the anti-white global movement here, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned yesterday that white supremacy is a transnational threat. And basically out there saying that, yeah, we have to get rid of white supremacy. Well, how do you tell whether you're getting rid of white supremacy or just white people? You know, what do you do if you have everybody saying that all whites are white supremacists? We're heading into Zimbabwe territory here. All righty, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. Happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The preacher man wags his head while the rich man
Welcome back to our show here. And Joe Biden's nominee for Attorney General, Merrick Garland, during his confirmation hearing yesterday, basically admitted the Department of Justice will most likely enforce President Biden's anti-gun agenda. So we knew that was coming. Meanwhile, New Jersey has become the 13th state to legalize the adult use of marijuana, to decriminalize cannabis possession in small amounts, and create a regulated cannabis marketplace, meaning they're going to tax the heck out of it. And I was rather pleasantly surprised to find out there's a movement right here in Indiana to legalize recreational marijuana. And I can hardly wait. What can I tell you? Let's talk a little bit about computers and computer science, because it's getting to be a big problem out there. And there's an article over in ZDNet that is saying the same thing I've been saying for a long, long time. Private companies can't protect us from digital attacks. It is time for the government to step in. And, you know, we know about Silver Swallow, the SolarWinds attack. I mean, there's just tons of malware out there, and nobody seems able to do anything about it. Now, the private companies, of course, are making a lot of money selling anti-malware software, but it doesn't really seem to work. The other side in this battle, the cyber criminals, just keep coming up with something newer and newer. And a lot of it has to do with weaknesses within the structure of the computers and software themselves, that they're simply not paying attention to what's going on. And something has to be done. It is costing our economy billions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars, at a time when our economy cannot survive that. All right, a lot of good news happening space. Last week we had the Perseverance lander touchdown. Over the weekend they released the live video of it. Very exciting to watch here. And there is an interesting story. This is from the Daily Beast, and it's talking about the role that corporate media can play in the space program for good, or in this case for bad. And back in 1997, they were getting ready to launch the Cassini mission to Saturn, and the issue was over three radioisotope thermoelectric generators, same thing we used on Viking, same things being used on Curiosity and Perseverance, and they were powered by the decay of plutonium-238. Now, that's not the Back to the Future variety. It's not fissionable. And the plutonium was stored in a ceramic form, wrapped in iridium and caked in graphite. It could not corrode, be obliterated by heat, could not vaporize or disintegrate as an aerosol or dissolve in water. It was designed to withstand not only the explosion of the rocket, okay, but the reentry into Earth. But apparently 60 Minutes came on out with this hysteria and almost succeeded in getting the mission canceled. Okay, we're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be back with Hour 2.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.